Hey, it's Chris. It's, what the hell week is it? I don't even know. It's the last week. It's the last week of round six. No, it's the last week of season six of Double Reverse Survivor. Let's see here. So let's just figure out what's going on. We have two players left on my island, Thrakazog and Dee Dee Myers, the Seductress. And which means we started with eight players, so that meant that we could have gotten up to six votes. But thankfully, somebody just didn't vote. I've been trying to get them to vote, but they're not voting. So we only got five votes, which, you know, thankfully means that it's not a tie. So we will have a definitive winner. And what are we playing for, Chris, you might ask? Well, let's see here. Let's look at the big spreadsheet of doom. It looks to me as if, let's see here, six people sent in their $5 prize pool fee. And, of course, let's see here. PayPal took $2.39 in fees, leaving us with a prize pool of $27.61. So that's pretty exciting, isn't it? Someone could walk away with, let's see, if the first prize gets a 50% of that, they could walk away with, you know, damn near $14 worth of prize. So we'll see how that all sorts itself out there at the end. But, you know, we're playing for something here, we are. Okay, so anyhow, I'm just going to, let's see, this time I'm just going to read through, it doesn't matter because the people who voted aren't playing anymore, so I'm just going to read through their votes with their comments, and then at the end, we'll find out who's getting the big money, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so, oh, let me blow this thing up. Yeah, that always gets me going. Okay, so we'll start here with our first vote and comment. Ready? DD1 Thrak 2. That's it for that one. Person of very few words, apparently. So we got a vote for DD there. And a vote is a good thing, right? Okay, here we go. Second vote and comment. My vote is for Thrak. Now, on to the comments. Ooh, that was very helpful. I am reading Dee Dee's entry, and I'm interested. I like the storytelling style. There are some tired cliches, but the writing is talented enough that I can dig it. I am reading, and I'm getting toward the end. It seems like it might be going somewhere. This might be one of the best entries. Screech! Crash! 3 exclamation points! What happened? The ending was so abrupt. Did you run up against your word limit? Did you forget to outline the ending of the story? Yeah, I'm sure you're all writing outlines. Sorry, editorial comment there. Damn, I was hoping for an ending. So, the way I see it, this final week is like the slam dunk contest when one person misses a dunk and the other person just needs to put it through the hole to win. Thrak, your entry was really solid. It had a twist, a clear beginning and ending, and it was well written. I give you an 8 out of 10, and you get my vote to win the whole shebang. Yeah, I said shebang, just like William Hung. Got a sports reference, you got an American Idol reference, it's all coming together here in the last week. Okay, next one. I'm actually very impressed. Thumbs up to both. I'm going to give my vote to Dee Dee, because the detail of the expired eggs just blew me away. I really wanted to read more. Well. So it's so we got 2 for Dee Dee and 1 for Thrak there. Okay, next. Okay, number 1, Thrakazog. Number 2, Dee Dee Myers. Insults. All right, cheese boop and or cheese boop. After a good month or so of average writing, you two nimwits come out with this trite garbage. Are you boop serious? That's really what it says. The two of you get together in a boop type of setting and kamikaze each other's boops with a big dump truck before you wrote this boop-filtered crunchy pile of boop. I read them both. I read them both again in case I missed some subtle humor in either one. Really, the only thing that separated them one from another was that Thrak had some semblance of suspense. The whole Francis being a woman thing was lame, but not nearly as lame as I'm going to lick my boop off your boop. I love me some fourth grade humor, but boop to mouth isn't that funny anymore, especially when it's been done time and time again. C:Vivid DVD. So all in all, I would have voted for a split pot or dual hangings, however you want to look at it. On a side note, thanks for playing. I love you guys. My humps, my lovely lady lumps, my lovely lady lumps. From the back into the front, my humps, they got you. They got you spending. Yes. Okay. Okay, so we got two for Dee Dee and two for Threk. And so this, as they say, is the rubber match. Here we go. I can't believe that these are supposed to be the two best entries. That one of these two morons, each of whom has the comedic timing of Stalin while he's napping, is going to walk away with the prize here. Dee Dee Myers, I admire the way that you wrote this as blandly as possible. I'm guessing this took 10 minutes, maybe? Nice work. The dialogue is forced, the situation is retarded, and the segues are about as smooth as Britney's ass, parentheses, not smooth. But I could probably have overlooked all of that if this had at least made sense. I mean, who is she booping? Herself? A dog? A neighbor? Was she shining it on? Answers, Dee Dee! I need answers! Threk! God, this is weak. The dialogue is better than Dee Dee, and that's not so much a compliment as it is proof that you might have done some actual speaking in your life, but boop, man, how about tying this boop up? How about maybe inserting some contextual hints so that when I get to the big revelation at the end, I laugh instead of sasking, sasking? Instead of asking, what the boop? Why am I booping all these things? It was what the fuck. What the fuck? I can say it. I'm not going to be a senator. Who cares? Fuck, shit, asshole, all the other ones. I undo all of the boops. Okay. Cheese dick. I guess I have to vote for Threk. He didn't make me want to punch my computer. So, Threk! Threkazog! You are the grand prize wiener. You win the whole shooting match, Threk. Congratulations, sir. All right. So let's see what this means in terms of prizes. All right. So we go to my PayPal account, and we see who actually paid into the prize pool. Threk, you could have 50% of this massive $27.61 prize. But you didn't buy into the prize pool. Okay. So that just moves down to, let's see, who's next there? Dee Dee. Dee Dee, you have a chance at it. Let's see. You also didn't buy into the prize pool. Golly. So let's move down another one to last round. We got in third place, we have Christina Nipplegate. One moment, please. Christina Nipplegate did, in fact, buy into the prize pool. So coming in third, but taking down the whole prize pool, Christina Nipplegate. So I'm going to take $27.61, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to buy something for you, and I'm going to send it to you, and it will be scrumptilicious. Now, as promised in the rules, if you look, I said that I would give any winners who did not contribute to the prize pool something I found around my house. Let's just have a look around, shall we? Oh, there's something. Oh, someone could definitely use that. Okay, that's one. Hold on. Wait. Okay. Yeah, I got something else, too. All right, so Dee Dee and Threkazog, you should definitely send me your addresses, and I will send you actual items from my home, and I'll just confide in everyone that I'm going to be doing a little re-gifting here, and it will make your life brighter. This is not just like a shoelace or, you know, a bottle cap or something. I mean, these are actual items that were purchased in the form which I will be shipping to you, and it will just light up your lives. Maybe I'll take some pictures of them and put them on the internets. At any rate, congratulations there, Threkazog, for your big win. Congratulations, Dee Dee, for your almost win. And congratulations, Christina Nipplegate, for taking down the prize pool with third place entry. Thanks, everybody, for playing. God knows if this will ever happen again. But it's been fun. I'm out!